Evening, January 18th, Jaipur.
Paratma, Nishtha, Adhya, Sitang, Purva, Samai, Mahadvi, Aham, Tarishyami, Duranta, Param, Tamo, Mukunda, Hungri, Nise, Bayaiva, Itam, Samasaya, Paratma, Nishyam, Adhyasitam, Purva, Tamai, Mahadvi, Aham, Tarishyami, Duranta, Param, Tomo, Mukundangri, Nishi, Bhaiva, Itang, Samasthaya, Paratma, Nishyam, Adhyasitang, Purva, Tamai, Mahadvi, Aham, Tarishyami, Duranta, Param, Mukunda, Hungri, Nise, Bhairava. The meaning of this verse is that I am just now following the footsteps of previous acharyas to accept sannyas so that I can completely devote myself in the service of Mukunda. Mukunda means one who can give liberation, mukti. Muk means mukti, liberation. So Krishna's name is Mukunda. He can give actually liberation. Otherwise, there is no question of it. Was previously chanted by Lord Chaitanya when he took sannyas. Therefore, we Gaudiya Vaishnava, when we accept sannyas, we follow the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The narration is in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he completed his 24th year of age, 24 vatsar shesh jai magh mas, that month was also the same, magh mas. This month is going now. When he completed his 24th year on the month of Magha, this January and February, in that Shukla Pakhe, in the moonlight, he accepted sannyas. So after accepting sannyas, sannyas kari prema vese chalila Vrindavan. After accepting sannyas, he immediately left his country and went towards Vrindavan. Vrindavan means where Lord Krishna lives. Lord Krishna lives everywhere, but his specific place is Vrindavan. So anyone who is engaged in the service of the Lord, anywhere he goes, that is Vrindavan. Rardeshe tin din karila bhraman. But he traveled for 3 days in Bengal, Rardeshe. Rardeshe means where the Ganges river is not flowing. That is called Lardesh. Ehi shlok pari prabhu bhaver abeshe bramite pavitra kaila shavrar. So wherever he was traveling, he was reciting this verse. Itang samasaya paratmanishtyam adhyasitang purvatamai mahadbhi aham tarishyami durantaparam tamo mukundangri nisevaiva. So you get this sloka in your heart, and wherever you go, you chant this mantra and remember Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted that, he said, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Haila Jaa Janma Sarthak Kari Karo Parapakar. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was a very high class educated Brahmin, very beautiful to look at. He had his young wife, 16 years old, his affectionate mother, but he left everything for preaching this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Therefore, those who follow strictly the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will be blessed by him. It was the duty of the Indians, because he said, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Haila Jaa. Anyone who has taken his birth as a human being in the land of Bharatvarsha, Janma Sarthak Kari Karo Parapakar. So it was the duty of the Indians to take such sannyas and preach the cult of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. Unfortunately, they are packed up in a limited space. I am so much obliged to you that you American boys, you are taking sannyas and preaching the cult of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. Thank you very much.